Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Let's talk to a local product, a graduate of Blue Valley West High School, and a member of Sporting Kansas City, scored his first goal. And I don't know, then right after he scored his first goal, Patrick Mahomes buys a part of the team. So you tell me if it's a coincidence. Let's talk to Cam Duke. Cam, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How about you?
Doing great. Are you excited that Patrick Mahomes is now one of the owners for Sporting Kansas City?
Yeah, I'm very excited. I think it's a good opportunity for the club, and he's such a great athlete, and just for him to purchase part of the club is an amazing accomplishment.
So now when you watch Chiefs games this fall, will you just look over to the next guy and say, yeah, that's my boss right there, the quarterback?
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do now every time.
That's exactly right.
Have you ever met him?
I haven't, but I've seen him a couple times around the building, which has been pretty cool.
Yeah, he's been coming to Compass Minerals during the off season. He was doing some workouts there and stuff, right? So you guys run into him every once in a while, or at least see him around?
Yeah. We see him every once in a while, but I haven't had the chance to talk to him. But hopefully soon, now that he's an owner, I will.
So we were talking about you scoring your first goal. What was more exciting, when you actually scored your first goal, or on the plane when Johnny Russell grabs the loudspeaker and makes the announcement you got the match ball and then you got your first goal and he's taken over for the flight attendant making announcements about your first goal? Which was more exciting?
I'm going to have to go with the scoring the first goal.
Yeah, well.
That's just something I'll never forget. But Johnny's call on the airplane phone was pretty cool too. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, it was fun watching that video. The whole team seemed like they gave you a hard time as soon as you got on. They made you get up and give a speech, too. Were you prepared for that?
Oh, no, I wasn't even expecting them to say anything. I was usually expecting, something the next day at training, but I guess they decided to do it on the plane right then and there. So they told me all to come up, and I just gave a little speech real quick. I wasn't really prepared at all.
So tell me what this has been like for you. Obviously, you have a very bright future ahead of you, but now you've scored your first goal for Sporting. You're a Kansas City guy, an Overland Park guy. You entered Sporting Kansas City Academy in 2012. Now here you are as part of the squad and scoring your first goal, and Johnny Russell's talking about you on airplanes. What has this been like for you, this journey from being a kid in Kansas City and having a dream, and now you're living it?
Yeah, I just think it's been an awesome experience and journey. Ever since I was a little kid, it's always been a dream of mine to be a professional soccer player, and I knew that going through the academy and training with the second team and all that stuff, and even with the first team every once in a while, and I just knew that if I kept working hard and doing the right things and trainings, I'd eventually be able to make it. And now that I'm doing it, it's awesome, but this is only the beginning, and I hope to keep developing as a soccer player.
We're visiting with Cam Duke, and of course, he scored his first ever MLS goal on Saturday against Seattle, which was a big win against the first-place team. But the game before that, against San Jose, you started that game, and after that game, Johnny Russell told us that you were the best player on the field by a mile. That's what he said, and your manager, Peter Vermees, came out and said something similar after the game as well. And Peter Vermees said that he was hoping that game, I think the word he even used was arrogance. It'll make you. He said he hopes it makes you a little more arrogant when you go out on the field, that you expect to be one of the best players. I'm guessing that when you're a young player and you're just finally, you started to get some opportunities last year to get in a game here and there, are you just kind of wondering, hey, do I belong out here, or hoping that you belong out here? How different is it once you have a performance like you did against San Jose? Did that change the way you look at yourself when you're on the field?
Yeah, I think this past performance kind of changed the way my mentality is now. I mean, last year, just getting a couple appearances, I thought, oh, this is pretty cool. And, you know, you don't want to make mistakes. You want to try and lessen the amount of mistakes you make. So I think last year I was kind of playing safe a little bit, trying to just give the ball to the, like, vets and stuff. But now I realize, you know, I have certain qualities on the field that I can use to my ability, and I just tried to do that in the San Jose game. And luckily, I was able to do a lot of stuff, and I just want to get better at that stuff and continue to do that.
So one of the things you got to deal with is the fact that it's a crowded midfield. I mean, with all the players, there's so many good players that play in the midfield. It's probably been hard for you to get these opportunities, and it takes maybe a guy getting injured or Busio being off at the national team, things like that, to get that shot. How hard is it? Like, has that? I guess tell me what that process has been like. Just trying to be patient and earn your chance to get out on the field.
Yeah, I would say it's definitely not easy. You always want to play in the games, but first you have to prove yourself in the trainings. And sometimes it can be hard when even the older guys are doing well in the game, so they'll just keep playing and you won't really get a chance. But you just always got to be ready, I feel like. And with people injured and Busio gone, I got my chance, and I wanted to show everyone what I could do.
We're visiting with Cam Duke. He's a homegrown player from Sporting Kansas City, scored his first MLS goal this past weekend. And Cam, the guy that runs our show, Jake Gutierrez.
Oh, boy.
We were talking with him because you come from a big soccer family here. Your brother Christian has played for SKC2. He plays for them right now. He's been the captain of that team, even back when they were called Swope Park Rangers. And your dad, legendary player and coach here in town. And Jake, you didn't play for him? What was the story?
I did not
now?
Play for him. So he was drafted by the Comets, like, I think in 89. And so he played with a cousin of mine, Ian Frazier, who was a longtime Kansas City Comet. And then when the Comets folded, the Kansas City Attack began, and they played together on the Attack. But I think 91, my brother, the team that he was playing club for, folded, and so they started a new team, and Ian Frazier and your father, Chris, were the two head coaches, as my mom was the manager. And so I think your brother had just been born. Like, he was like maybe one, is this like 91 or 92? He was just a little guy. And my mom would sit there and hold him and watch him while your dad would coach with Ian and coach my little brother. So I mean, and then my senior year in high school, they started a team. It was a PDL team back in the day. It was called the Kansas City Brass, and I was on the inaugural team when it was founded in '97, before my freshman year in college. And I actually played with your dad. There were like four of us that were senior in high school, and the rest were all pros. And so that time, some history. Tell your old man I said hello. Jake Gutierrez says hello.
Oh, I will for sure.
And really, the main point of this is Jake is like old. Really old.
He did not want to acknowledge how old he is, because when we were talking about having you on the show, he's like, oh yeah, I remember him running around as a little tiny kid. My mom would watch him. We're like, no, that was his older brother, buddy. He wasn't born yet.
Oh my gosh.
That's all right. Now, okay, we know you have to go in a couple of minutes, but we want you now, like Peter Vermees in training, if he sees you do something wrong, he'll correct you. He'll give you advice. Mm-hmm. Some of the leaders, there's nothing wrong with that. It's constructive criticism.
Yeah.
That's what we want you to do right now. Nate Bucati was the man that called your first goal, and we'd like you to listen to this call, and we just want you to be honest. If you say, you know what, that's worthy of my first goal for Sporting Kansas City, say it. But if you think Nate can do better, you're only helping Nate.
Right.
Because Nate wants to be better.
Right, and constructive feedback.
If this wasn't good enough, just tell us, so they'll play it,
Jake. Give it to me straight.
Susie driving it in for Duke, and Duke blasts it in! Right on cue! The homegrown from Overland Park has opened his MLS account, and what a massive goal it is for Sporting Kansas City!
Now, let's take it back to school. Give that a letter grade, A, B, C, D, or F.
That was definitely an A.
Oh yeah!
That was really good.
Come on!
Is there anything you could have done better, Cam, that you would have liked to...
Honestly, I don't think so.
Wow.
I think Nate did a very good job.
He said you did a very good job, and he gave you an A.
You know, that means a lot, because that is pressure. You think about that. I'm like, this is a big moment. Yeah. This young man's career.
That's permanent.
I don't want to. Yeah, I don't want to flub my lines.
You sure that wasn't
here.
A B minus?
Maybe a B.
Maybe a B, Cam? Are you easy grader there? Are we on a curve here? What's going on?
No curve.
Okay. All right,
come on, give me my A, man.
He gets an A. He gets the A. Hey, Cam, we don't want to keep you from training and getting ready to go score more goals for Sporting Kansas City. But, hey, man, thanks a lot for coming on the show, and we're excited for your success. And hopefully we can continue to have you on the show and watch you grow into a star in Kansas City.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you for having me. I really enjoyed being on here.
And thank you for reminding us how old Jake is. Maybe he can
real good.
Wake up to reality now.
I played with your dad.
Right. So Jake is like a father figure to you right now. That's what it is. Yeah. Thank you, Cam.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you.
He was like, take this home from me. I'm done.
Please, I got to go.
Bye. He gave you an A.
Hanging up on him.
I got an A. You know, I do think about that a lot.
That's
so good. When I'm the thing I think that is challenging about calling soccer, one of the things that I think is challenging that I enjoy the most is
paying attention.
That's not hard for me at soccer,
okay.
Amazingly.
Wow.
The goal call is such a special moment because there aren't very many, right? Like when I was doing basketball, you got 100 baskets a game to call. So they're not as special, so to speak, unless there's just like a buzzer beater at the end.
Mm-hmm.
But a goal call in this game we did the other weekend, there were 4 goals.
I liked how you let that one breathe a little bit so I could hear the crowd. You
got to do that. You know?
You paused. Now, it's not my place. I'm not Cam Duke, in case you were wondering. I'm not.
Okay.
And it's not my job to critique your call, but you could have added something. You had that pause.
Yeah.
Could edit this. Walla walla bing bang. And not the whole thing.
Yeah, just a ting tang walla walla bing bang. Walla walla bing bang. Ooh wee. Oh, you already give it ooh wee.
Walla walla bing bang. And then that's it. And then you go,
Yeah. Cam Duke. Ooh ee. Right. Ting tang walla walla bing bang.
Ting tang. That rolls
ooh,
nice.
Ooh ee. Ooh ah. Ting tang walla walla bing bang.
Sal is constantly on me about doing that.
Bro, Cam Duke.
Walla walla bing bang.
But you end it. Sporting Kansas City takes the lead. Ting ting, walla walla, bing bang.
Like that?
Yeah, right.
Okay. So kind of sing it, don't just yell it.
Well, whatever.
Yeah.
But that's how,
That's interesting. I'll think about it. I have leaned into the Hungarian assassin thing.
A+
yeah.
Thing. Yeah, you have.
The way you guys have, that seems like that people
think,
like that.
I think now it's at a point where you're just trying to kiss Rob Stone's ass.
I was. I tried to tell him all about that. He was like, yeah, whatever, man.
What if you just went up to him and said, hey, ting tang, walla walla, bing bang.
He'd
how about
like that?
Sure he would. Then we'll be watching the Pro Bowlers tour, and all of a sudden he'll be, ting tang, walla walla, bing bang. I don't know.
Come on, kid, do it. Oh,
he did it! He got the 7-10, Randy!
Oh,
he did it! Woo-hoo-hoo! My goodness, the ginger assassin!
My goodness. I need to do a my goodness.
You know what else you could like? So, like, when these ideas are free. When the goalkeeper is giving up a lot of goals.
Mm-hmm. Roark's been getting his tits lit.
Yeah, really has.
You say the goalkeeper's been getting his tits lit out
man,
there.
Oh, man, by the way.
Be like, yeah, he really has.
Yeah, he really has.
By the way, man, I blew a call.
Jake, would you like that if you heard Nate say that? Even though it would be derogatory towards a goalkeeper.
No, if it's the opposing goalkeeper.
If he's giving up his fourth goal of the match. Yeah. Oh, this guy is really getting his tits out there. And he really has.
Oh, yeah, he really has.
I don't think I'm going to do that.
Man, but, I mean, people would just love it.
Come on, Nate.
Yes,
you know what
you could have been like, Cleveland's really getting his tits lit here.
You know what? I would be willing to do this. I'd be willing to do this if you guys would like it. I can say this guy's really been getting his mitts lit.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Sure.
Goalkeeper mitts.
Because I know what it means, sure.
Yeah. And then I won't get fined.
Right.
That guy's really been getting his mitts lit.
You get fined for saying the T word?
I think so.
Really?
Yes.
I'm really mad. There was a call I screwed up that I had a chance.
What?
So Melia made this made like three incredible saves in the game.
Yeah, he did.
And the last save that he made against Ruy Diaz. He made the save, and he gets up with the ball, and he starts pointing at an imaginary watch on his wrist, pointing at his wrist like, hey, what time is it? What time is it? Because he's asking the ref how much time's left in the game. Right. And it just, I yelled out like, what time is it?
Right.
Melia time.
Well.
But I should have said Timmy time.
Timmy
that would have been so much better than Melia time, right?
Timmy
like
time.
Melia time. What is Melia time? That's nothing.
I don't know. It's Timmy time.
Timmy time.
I think you're being too critical.
Oh, man, I blew it.
No.
I had it right there.
No.
Because that could have been a good call.
Could have been like tool time.
Yeah.
Timmy time. It could have been a great call like this.
Rourke's been getting his tits lit.
Really has.